Schools are reopening across Florida with lots of safety measures in place to guard against coronavirus. But one key component is missing, the ability to quickly get test results for students and staff. WUSF's Carrie Sheridan spoke with Dr. Glenn Morris, who is director of the Emerging Pathogen Institute at the University of Florida, about why that's a concern.
Florida numbers are getting better, but they're still not that good. There's still a lot of new cases which are occurring on a daily basis, particularly in some of the smaller counties where we're seeing lots of new cases. And under those circumstances, then to have even a degree of comfort in trying to open the schools, one needs to be able to rapidly identify the kids who are infected.
And state health departments are telling us that the average turnaround time for a test is now about 48 to 72 hours. Is that fast enough?
No. To put it bluntly, I think that particularly in a setting where you have fairly substantial transmission within the community and you know that you're going to be getting infected kids in school, to be able to open the schools, you've got to have the ability to rapidly test. You've got to be able to quickly identify the kids who show up at school. And 48, 72 hours is not going to do it. And it basically significantly enhances the likelihood that one is going to start seeing transmission within the schools.
Now, when schools closed in March, there was a lot of talk about by the time schools reopened in the fall, we would have access to rapid testing. What happened to that?
I'm not sure you want me to go into all the political issues, but... It hasn't happened. And, you know, this gets back to leadership issues and a variety of other things. The machines are available. It's not like we're asking for something that hasn't been invented. It's more a matter of getting the resources to the schools and prioritizing at a state level, recognition at a state level that if we're going to do this, we really need to provide necessary equipment for the schools. And that includes not only the ability to separate desks, but also the ability to do rapid testing within the school. I mean, the president has the capability of rapid testing. Why can't we get it within our schools? And I think that comes down to a question of dealing with what is possible for the state to try to arrange. And again, my understanding is that machines that are able to do rapid testing are being sent to nursing homes in multiple parts of the state. My understanding is those are coming directly from HHS, but somehow we can't seem to get rapid testing machines into our schools.
And I want to ask you about something the governor recently said about preferring what he calls a surgical approach to dealing with a potential case of coronavirus in schools. He said that possibly the whole class may not have to quarantine if there's a sick child in class, only those kids who were within 6 feet of the infected person for more than 15 minutes. What do you think of that approach?
You know, it's going to be hard to know through the course of a full school day which kid has or has not had 15 minutes of contact within 6 feet with which kid. I just think from a practical standpoint, that's going to be difficult. The concern, obviously, is that if you've got a kid who's infected, you're not going to get a result back for a couple of days. So you don't really do anything till you get the results back. Then you really open up the possibility of initiation of rapid transmission within the school system.
That was Dr. Glenn Morris, a leading infectious disease expert at the University of Florida, speaking with WUSF's Carrie Sheridan.